corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the deceit and lies and propaganda of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 18th, 2012. I got Brian in the studio. We are streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, therealnewsradio.com. Check out our website's alternativemedia.org. Follow us on Facebook. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe each week for all the news and information. Sign up for the newsletter on therealnewsradio.com. Brian is joining me after a week in hiatus last week. Much needed, much deserved. And we got a lot of news and information to cover today. And as always, we'll be taking your phone calls later in the broadcast. But a couple of the things we're going to get into. Of course, the story with Julian Assange, you've got several of those posted on alternativemedia.org. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We've got a story I'm looking forward to that was published by endoftheamericandream.com. 40 points that prove Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are essentially the same person. And I think that's going to be really interesting because, you know, I know you were out last week, and I was talking about it a little bit last week about how you can almost start to feel a little bit of the momentum with the American people trying to hope that Mitt Romney will run to the rescue and turn things around in this country, which nothing more than no one more than myself would love to see that happening. But 45 years old, having seen the rotation of the puppet, the continuation of the same failed policies, and then this story by End of the American Dream really puts it into perspective how practically identical the two are on critical policy issues.
And look at all the money Romney has raked in here recently. I mean, all indicators are that he is going to win the election. I mean, the money wins the election, period. If you analyze all elections of late, whoever got the most money won. It's not all that hard to understand.
Well, you know, and I've went out on a limb and many times been wrong and admitted so. But, you know, I don't know if Romney's going to be the selection in November or not. But either way, and I agree with you, yeah, the money is coming in. The people are – and isn't it reminiscent, Brian, of 2008, how people were so sick of George W. Bush – they flocked to Barack Obama. The money flocked to Barack Obama. And now you see the kind of the same trend happening again. Mm-hmm. Those that voted for Barack Obama and supported him, you know, a major letdown with seeing what's happened with our economy.
And a lot of the reason that George Bush won, you know, his second term was still 9/11. People just, you know, liked him, you know, just spilling blood all over the world and wanted that to continue. They felt that was the right strategy at the time, and that's arguably how he got the election. Of course, there's a lot of speculation that he stole it as well, but, of course, John Kerry wouldn't have been any different.
Oh, no, it was, that was a you know, both Skull and Bone members, that was an interesting election as well. But as it heats up going into November, we've told the listeners before what they're going to hear. Bringing the troops home, revitalizing the economy, getting control of the debt, securing the borders, all that propaganda that they preach each selection term. We're coming up on the first break. When we come back, hey, guess what? U.S. government's foreign debt hits record, $5.29 trillion, thanks to the Republicrats and the Democrats in Washington. Stay with us. Back in moments.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
In the studios, websites, theroonesradio.com, alternativemedia.org. This is Radio for Truthers and the masses that still believe the lie. Now, to get us started, this is a CNSnews.com story from August 17th. The money the U.S. government owes to foreign entities rose to a record $5.29 trillion in June, according to data released by the U.S. Treasury Wednesday afternoon. In May, the U.S. Treasury had owed $5.25 trillion to foreign entities. On net, in June, the U.S. government borrowed an additional $34.2 billion from foreign entities in order to fund the U.S. government operations. The U.S. government's indebtedness to foreign interest has grown by 72.3% during President Obama's term in office. In January 2009, when Obama was inaugurated, the U.S. government owed $3.07 trillion to foreign entities. According to the Treasury Department, that has increased by $2.2 trillion, or 72.3%, to the record $5.29 trillion reported yesterday. It was an interesting story. I didn't see it anywhere else in alternative media. I mean, it's just... It's almost unfathomable the amount of debt that the government has laid on your back, because we the people are responsible for this careless and reckless destruction of the future of our country by the two-party, one-party system. And, you know, Brian, since we've been doing this broadcast in 2008, look how much debt we've seen spiraling out of control with no end in sight. And, you know, now it's reached 100% of the GDP. It's amazing.
And it's going to get much worse. And eventually, you know, lawmakers are going to have to do something about the problem, or they're just not going to have a choice.
Are they going to be throwing around the word that the people are starting to become used to called austerity?
They will be, and I can, you know, I can't predict the future for sure, but I'm willing to bet that it's going to be things that we don't like. It's not going to be military spending or other things that, you know, promote globalist agendas, you know, throughout the world. It's going to be things that hit us directly.
Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare, other...
Despite the fact we paid into these programs our entire lives, and they're really just giving back our own money that they've held for us for 50 years.
Definitely. I mean, and you know, I think the American people, they watch television, they see this going on overseas. They're not really sure why it's all happening. There is a by-design global economic collapse underway, but the people, I don't know if they connect the dots. But when it comes home, when it comes home to your pocketbook, which of course by then it'll be too late, you might understand the agenda that's being perpetrated on the American people right in front of our face. You know, this thing is, the mask is off, in my opinion, of the fact that the federal government of the United States absolutely does not represent the will of we the people, that the military of the United States is the militarized arm of the New World Order. The wars of aggression are bent to continue no matter which party gets in. The open border policy will continue no matter which party gets in. But the American people have yet for the masses to come to grips with the fact that this is a by-design agenda that will continue.
Absolutely. Well, this is an article I wanted to get in today from Alternet. Get ready for a catastrophic war. Israel likely to strike Iran before the November elections. The Israeli government is exploiting the American political timetable to pressure President Obama to support an attack on Iran's nuclear sites. More Washington insiders are coming to the conclusion that Israel's leaders are planning an attack on Iran before the U.S. election in November, in the expectation that American forces will be drawn in. This is widespread recognition that without U.S. military involvement, an Israeli attack would be highly risky and, at best, only marginally successful. At this point, to dissuade Israeli leaders from mounting such an attack might require a public statement by President Obama warning Israel not to count on U.S. forces, not even for the, quote, cleanup. So Obama has done pretty much everything short of making such a public statement. He clearly wants to avoid a confrontation with Israel in the weeks before the election. However, Obama's silence regarding public warning speaks volumes to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The recent pilgrimages to Israel by very senior U.S. officials, including the Secretaries of State and Defense, carrying identical "Please Don't Bomb Iran Just Yet" banners, has met stony faces and stone walls. Like the guns of August 1914, the dynamic for war appears inevitable. Senior U.S. and Israeli officials focus publicly on the window of opportunity, but different ones. On Thursday, White House spokesman Jay Carney emphasized the need to allow the most stringent sanctions ever imposed on any country time to work. That said, Carney, is the window of opportunity to persuade Iran to forego its nuclear weapons ambitions. That same day, a National Security Council spokesman dismissed Israeli claims that U.S. intelligence has received alarming new information about Iran's nuclear program. "We continue to assess that Iran is not on the verge of achieving a nuclear weapon, the spokesman said. Still, Israel's window of opportunity, what it calls a zone of immunity for Iran building a bomb without Israel alone being able to prevent it, is ostensibly focused on Iran's continued burrowing under mountains to render its nuclear facilities immune to Israeli airstrikes, attacks it would seek to maintain Israel's regional nuclear weapons monopoly. And the article continues, but the gist of it, I mean, if you think about it, Obama really is kind of up against the wall here. Does he really want to win the next election? Of course, Israeli support is vital to winning a presidential U.S. election. And obviously, Rob Me has visited Israel here recently and probably, you know, come to the conclusion, you know, I'll do anything you guys say, just keep the money flowing, which it obviously has. Look at his numbers here recently, $100+ million months consecutively here. So, I mean, he's raking in more money than Obama is by far.
Well, you know, we've been witness to the saber-rattling against Iran now for several years, because we asked Ron Paul when we were in Washington.
That was 2008.
2008. And I think it's the conditioning of the American people to accept the coming war with Iran, whether they have nuclear ambitions or whatever. It is the continuing march for empire in the Middle East. Have we not learned the lesson of Cuba? How well did sanctions work against Cuba? In my lifetime, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of these countries that we've put sanctions on, have they ever dropped to their knees and said, oh, please, big America, take the sanctions off? I don't remember. All I remember is it being an escalation up to the war.
Yeah, I mean, the leadership really doesn't suffer. I mean, did Saddam Hussein really suffer? I mean, with his 25 palaces?
No, the people suffered, obviously. Right. But the leadership doesn't suffer. I don't remember when sanctions really, you know, ever made a turn things around. It seems like it's just a stepping stone in the escalation up to the American attack.
With the amount of natural resources, predominantly oil, that Iran has, you know, that they have the cards in their favor. Somebody's going to want to buy it, whether it's China, Russia, India, somebody is going to buy that oil.
And with that, they can buy whatever commodities they want from somebody.
Or swap or whatever.
Well, I mean, we don't manufacture anything. What do they want from America?
Yeah.
What do we manufacture in America that Iran can't live without?
That's what we... Yeah, Iran can live without that. I'm sure they do.
They might would like to buy some F-16s that we won't sell them, but we've witnessed this with other countries before. It's going to come with Iran. It doesn't matter when, and the story that you're reading there is interesting. Will it come before the November selection? I don't know, but it is an interesting position that it puts Obama in.
And Obama's already under pressure because he's seeing them. The Rob Me campaign raking in the cabbage. So.
And gas is going up. I was noticing that here in the last couple of days. And, of course, we've got a story, Obama talking about releasing some of the gas reserves to bring down the price here right before the election. You're probably a little closer to it than we are now. We've seen the same thing with George W. Bush, where it seemed like every economic trend just went against him right before the 2008. I don't know. It'll be interesting as we go forward. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Jeff in Montana holding on a little early out there. Thank you for holding on. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's going to be just like back in 2008. You remember the debates? They have a question prepared that they'll ask again, and that question is, for each candidate, how do you feel about Israel? And last time, all four of them, Barry Buckwheat, Obama, and Joe Biden, and John McDaddy McCain, and Sarah Palin, each one of them had a little one-minute speech prepared. How?
Hey, hold that thought for me, Jeff. We're coming up on a break. We'll come back to you on the other side of the break. I want to hear what you got to say. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Back in moments.
We'll be right back. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
In the studio, joined by Jeff in Montana. Jeff, the break caught you. You were talking about the debate, so go ahead and continue where you left off.
It'll be a repeat of the 2008. There'll be that question, how much do you love Israel? And all four of them, Romney and Ryan and Buckwheat, Barry, Obama, and Joe Biden, will, each one of them will get up there. They'll have a pre-prepared one-minute speech on how much they love Israel and how there isn't anything in the world they won't do for Israel. And, you know, major Israeli publications, Jewish publications, have boasted in the past that 80% of donations to the Democrat Party and 60% of donations to the Republican Party come from Jewish sources. So I think, you know, Pat Buchanan, I was listening to Pat Buchanan in interviewed the other day, and he was saying the same thing that you guys are saying, is that there's pressure on Buckwheat now to make a move on Iran before the elections, because if he doesn't, the neocon pigs, you know, will use that against them in the run-up to the election. They'll be saying, you know, we need to attack Iran, and you're not doing it. So I think you guys are pretty much in agreement with Pat Buchanan here that there could be an attack before the election. Any sane man knows that it's completely foolish. But yet the pressure from these hook-nosed Jews is so intense, and the money is so important to Buckwheat that he just might do it.
Let me ask you this, Jeff, and I know this is just an opinion, but what do you think the rest of the world's reaction is going to be, China, Russia, if we go in and unprovoked attack Iran, and with this mentality that they're indoctrinating the American people to accept that we have to start war to save the peace?
Yeah, well, we should be friends with Russia instead of being enemies with them. There's no point in being friends with Israel. Israel is a country the size of the state of New Jersey. It's a filthy, dirty little country which has nothing to offer anyone. They're nothing but a bunch of leeches and parasites. And Russia knows that. Russia's friends with Iran, as we should be. We should be friends with Russia. We should be friends with Iran. It's Israel's the downfall of this country.
You know,
in my opinion.
You know, Jeff, we had, I believe it was Michael that called in last week, and he was discussing the fact, and I thought a lot about it over the past week. He was discussing the fact that we used to, as Americans, travel the world and were accepted. We were well liked. Our position in the world was one of respect. And, you know, we've went from the greatest creditor nation in the history of the world to the greatest debtor nation. Now the opinion, and this is my opinion, of America in the eyes of the world is at the lowest point I believe I've seen it in my lifetime. I mean, we're hated around the world. We're looked as an aggressor nation, a war starter, a warmonger. And, you know, I personally feel like if we start another war and open up another front in the Middle East, that it's not going to be well received from some of the major powers around the world, and it may have grave implications for our future here in America.
There was also a report that came out this week. I didn't get to post it. It was by, I don't know his name. He's an Israeli. He's going to become the ambassador for Israel to China. And he was saying how, he was talking about how a war is probably going to happen, stuff like that. And, but, I mean, this is coming right out of a lot of Israeli, you know, sources.
News media.
Right.
Well, they are successfully indoctrinating the American people and the world to accept this coming war.
But he made it sound like it was going to be easy. He said at the most there may be a few Israeli casualties. It might be
surgical.
You know, so, yeah, you know, I mean, you've heard it all before, how easy Iraq was going to be, right? But
it'll pay for itself.
Yeah.
It'll be easy for Israel. The way Israel operates is not one single Israeli life will be lost. American lives will be lost. They don't care about that.
We'll fund it. We'll do it. We'll spend the money. We'll be in debt to do it.
Their attitude is that one Jewish life is worth 1,000 other lives, and they want to make sure that they won't sacrifice a single Israeli.
Hey, Jeff, we've got about 60 seconds before we go to the break. They're yours. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, not a single Jew will die, but they don't care how many millions of non-Jews die. That's their attitude. The Jews are God's chosen people. And unfortunately, in America, most Americans agree with them.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, hey, thank you so much. Very interesting. Appreciate you giving us the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jeff in Montana. We will be taking more phone calls in the coming 2 hours. When we come back after the break, this is posted on alternativemedia.org if you want to follow along. It is 40 points that prove Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are essentially the same candidate. And we're going to go down through that. I really enjoyed reading it this past week. I think it'll be an eye-opener, some of the facts that we're going to be discussing. You're listening to The Real News Radio, Barron and Brian in the studio. Stay with us. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Real News Radio. Farron and Brian saying, give us liberty or let's give you death. And we're going to get started here with an article from endoftheamericandream.com. A lot of great information they have on that website from time to time. And, you know, this is not always for our Republic broadcasting audience that we know is well educated and understands these things, but we're broadcasting on several different AM radio stations and around the world with the internet. And hopefully this will open the eyes to a lot of people that's locked into this mind prison of this paradigm, the left-right paradigm, the two-party, one-party system. All these people, and you know who you are, that are still holding on to that false hope that somehow one party is going to ride to the rescue. Now, to get us started, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both supported TARP. Mitt Romney supported Barack Obama's economic stimulus package. Mitt Romney says that Barack Obama bailed out the auto industry was actually his idea. And I was reading some information on that this weekend about how much of GM the government actually owns. Interesting information. Mitt Romney says that Barack Obama's bailout of the auto industry was actually his idea. Neither candidate supports immediately balancing the federal budget. Wow. They both believe in big government, and they both have a track record of being big spenders while in office. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both fully support the Federal Reserve.
Now, what surprise.
Surprise. What should that tell you? Whose pocket they're actually in? And it's not middle-class America. If you support the Federal Reserve banking system, then obviously you are in the pocket of the big banks. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are both on record as saying that the president should not question the independence of the Federal Reserve, deeper in the pocket. They're at the bottom of the pocket, deep as you can get. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have both said that the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke did a good job during the last financial crisis. Did a good job taking all those trillions of dollars, doing with it whatever he done with it, and telling Congress that he didn't have to tell them what he done with it. But you're on the hook for it. Amazing. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney felt that the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke deserved to be renominated to a second term. Both candidates oppose a full audit of the Federal Reserve. Both candidates are on record as saying the U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has done a good job. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have both been big promoters of universal health care. Mitt Romney was the one who developed the plan that Obamacare was later based on. Wall Street absolutely showers both candidates with campaign contributions, and that's a fact. Neither candidate wants to eliminate the income tax or the IRS, and I will say that you will probably never see anyone rise to the position of presidential candidate for the Republicans or the Democrats that wants to eliminate the income tax or the IRS. Both candidates want to keep personal income tax rates at the exact same levels for the vast majority of Americans. Both candidates are open to the idea of imposing a value-added tax on the American people. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both believe that the TSA is doing a great job. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both supported the National Defense Authorization Act, as much as we've talked about that on this broadcast. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both support the renewal of the Patriot Act. Look, these are both big government representatives of the elite, more than willing to sell out middle-class America. They support the Patriot Act. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both believe that the federal government should be able to indefinitely detain American citizens that are considered to be terrorists. Both candidates believe that American citizens suspected of being terrorists can be killed by the president without trial. So go out there and pull the lever for candidate A that's willing to kill American citizens or candidate B that's willing to kill American citizens. Barack Obama has not closed Guantanamo Bay like he promised to do. And Mitt Romney actually wants to double the number of prisoners held there. Both candidates support the practice of rendition. They both support the job-killing free trade agenda of the global elite. They both accuse each other of shipping jobs out of the country. And both of them are right. Both candidates are extremely soft on illegal immigration. Neither candidate has any military experience. Now, this one I found interesting. This is the first time that that has happened in a U.S. election since 1944. I did not know that. Both candidates earned a degree from Harvard. They both believe in the theory of man-made global warming. Mitt Romney has said that he will support a cap-and-trade carbon tax scheme like the one Barack Obama wants as long as the entire globe goes along with it. Both candidates have a very long record of supporting strict gun control measures. You see, you don't ascend to the position of running for president and actually getting the nomination unless you are going to be part of the two-party, one-party system. Both candidates have been pro-abortion most of their careers. Mitt Romney's conversion to a pro-life cause has been questioned by many. In fact, Mitt Romney has made millions on Bain Capital's investments in a company called Stericycle that incinerate aborted babies collected from the family planning clinics. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both believe that the Boy Scout ban on openly gay troop leaders is wrong. They both believe that a two-state solution will bring lasting peace between the Palestinians and Israel. Both candidates have a history of nominating extremely liberal judges. Like Barack Obama, Mitt Romney also plans to add signing statements to bills when he signs them into law. Both candidates believe that the president has the power to take the country to war without getting the approval of Congress. And both candidates plan to continue running up more government debt, even though the U.S. government is already $16 trillion in debt. Now, I thought that was a very interesting article because, you know, I know for myself, I run into people, I get the email. They still hold on to that false hope. They so want the country to turn around. And you have Mitt Romney on there doing what Barack Obama done in 2008, telling them what they want to hear, which is what we told you, whoever, you know, before it even got down to Mitt Romney, we told you what the candidates was going to say. It's the same old thing. They give them that same old tired talking points. I'm talking about the dark, shadowy overlord from behind the curtain. Hands them the talking points and he says, now look, this is what the sheep want to hear, so this is what you go out and say. We're going to create new jobs. We're going to bring back manufacturing. We're going to control the borders. We're going to stop the wars. We're going to rein in the debt. That's what the people want to hear. Of course, it's all lies. But go out and tell them that. And unbelievably, they're going to believe it. Yes, I know it's hard to believe. Yes, they'll believe it again. They'll fall for it again. You know, it's just like, how many times have you watched The Three Stooges? And very seldom did Curly put his hand up to block the two fingers coming in his eyes, you know? He fell for it over and over and over. That's the American people. They fall for it over and over and over because they so want to believe the lie.
And we're like the audience watching the Three Stooges saying, man, just put your hand up, dummy.
Yeah, it worked that one time you done it, but we don't do it. We've, as a society, because we so are desperate for hope, I guess, you know, you look around and every other house is for sale. All the manufacturing plants, the grass is growing up through them. Gas is going up. Foreclosures is going up. Food is going up. And the only thing you've got on TV is these two candidates spouting nothing but lies, trying to fool you once again, and most of you are going to fall for it. I know there's a lot of people listening, and they're like, you know, I've been wanting to put that Romney sign up. That commercial where he's going to bring back the jobs. Gosh, you know?
He knows business. I mean, he's a billionaire.
How did he make all that money if he don't know business? Well, he's part of the group that makes the money.
You make that money from having connections, folks, not from hard work.
Yeah, and having a multi-million-dollar father to start with. I mean,
Yeah, he got a good start.
They surgically removed the silver spoon at birth, right?
Wasn't he governor of Michigan?
His father? Yeah, he was governor of somewhere. I mean, you know, the money was there when the doctor slapped him coming out.
So yeah.
The money was already there. The money had been made. He's made more sense. But that's why, you know, you never see anyone. I've always said, hey, why can't someone from business, small business, I would support them. Because maybe they would, instead of looking after the big corporations and the big banks, they would know what the little people needed. That never has a chance in American politics. That's why the Green Party don't have a chance. The Constitution Party don't have a chance. You know, and any of the rest of them. The fix is in, you're going to get candidate A, sellout traitor, or candidate B, sellout traitor. That's all you're going to get. Why do you people run out when these candidates show up? Now, I can understand you running out with your bullhorns and your signs and your pitchforks, but you run out and treat them like rock stars. You know, Rob Me was in North Carolina this past week.
Mooresville,
High Point. Big crowd showed up, you know, and I guess that was their signs. I mean, I don't know. Romney might have passed them out. We know they staged these events. But the people, and I know what it is, it's the people so wanting hope, so desperate that finally someone will ascend to the White House and stop this absurdity. But it's not going to happen. It doesn't matter whether you get sellout traitor puppet A or sellout Traitor Puppet B. The only way that we can break this vicious cycle is for the American people to wake up and say, look, this is rigged, it's fixed, these are crooks. And quit running out when they show up and act like, you know, someone special has showed up. You know, a robber has showed up. A criminal is there, you know, and you're adoring him. I don't understand this. Why people want to do that? You know, we have shown up, Brian, at times when there was candidates running. And we've actually seen candidates turn tail and try to dodge Senator Burr the questions and get away from us. They don't want legitimate press. They don't want anyone there that actually thinks outside the box and might ask them a real question.
They just want to hold the baby or, you know, take pictures or listen to how great they are.
People about fainting, you know, it's a rock star mentality.
Yeah.
And these are people that have kicked you in the teeth and you love them for it. What is it? It's Stockholm Syndrome. The American people are in love with their enslavers. That's why you run out and fawn and get giddy over Romney coming to North Carolina. And when I see the pictures of all the people that run out and do that, to me, it's just a window into an understanding of how dumb you are, of how dumb as a society we have become, that you feel the need to go out and believe these lies again and think that anything that comes out of his mouth has a shred of truth in it. It boggles my mind that you want to do that. But yet you do. And as we get closer to the November selections, you'll even do it more. You'll put the signs up in your yard. You'll try to pass out flyers. You'll tell people to vote.
And again, it's all just psychology. You know, people are just a sucker for that television and, you know, the feeling of belonging to a group. And, yeah, you know, just this and that. I mean, it's all basic psychology. I mean, this was mastered hundreds of years ago.
Herd mentality.
Look at how well the Nazis did with propaganda. I mean, they proved beyond the shadow of a doubt just how masses could be manipulated.
Well, look at
easily. Just they just need the grand, you know, theater in front of them.
Barack Obama forward. He's run up $8 trillion in debt. Gas is higher than it was when he was inaugurated, about double. Unemployment, even by their lying numbers, is up. Foreclosures, and he goes out and he says things like, I need four more years.
Well, this is, again, goes back to my point earlier, why he needs to support Israel's destruction of Iran now, if he wants to win this election, because it's not looking good for him at all. The money's not for him. Most people, you know, are tired of being unemployed or broke or, you know, starving. They're going to vote for Romney. He's a shoo-in unless Obama takes some drastic measures.
But now, in your analogy, you're factoring in that the elections are real.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, this is what people are going to do. This is their reaction. They're going to vote for Romney.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm surprised that the polls, instead of being 52-48, aren't 80-20, really. You know, because I can't find anyone in this area. The Obama-Biden stickers are not going on the bumpers in this area.
And it didn't help he came out in support of gay marriage. I mean, that really hurt him because a lot of ethnic people also are against that even more than, you know, white people are.
Definitely, definitely. The polls should be drastically different. But, you know, I don't know if I can buy into the fact that they'll rotate the puppet as good a job as Barack Obama has done at selling out middle-class America. But when the game is rigged to this point, as we just discussed, you know, I guess they don't have anything to lose. It'll be interesting to see how the theater unfolds.
Yeah.
Come November. I mean, it could even be some more of that dangling Chad Supreme Court. It could go full theater like it did, you know, before. But that'll be for us to discuss as the coming months. The main thing is that the American people need to wake up to the fact that neither one of these candidates represent you. Neither one of these candidates is going to affect change for middle-class America. They're going to tell you what you want to hear, and they're going to do you how they want to do you. The wars are going to go on. The reason Barack Obama campaigned to bring the troops home and then didn't do anything is people more powerful than him sent the troops there. They are a mouthpiece. They are the puppet. And the wars are going to continue. The economy is going to continue to disintegrate because that is the agenda of the global elite. And they are bringing this thing to its fruition. They are leveling the playing field. And the New World Order is implementing its plan right before our eyes. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Fukushima causing mutant butterflies. You're listening to the Real News Radio, Farron and Brian. Stay with us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy three of their seed banks for less than the price of one of ours. Okay, so score one for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want three of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
This is Farron and Brian saying we are conspiracy factualists, and everyone else is reality theorists. Now, this has fell out of the news. It's kind of like the Gulf oil spill where the microbes magically ate it and it became no longer a story. But this past week, and even Yahoo News carried the story, genetic mutations have been found in three generations of butterflies from near Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear plant, scientists said on Tuesday, raising fears that radiation could affect other species. Around 12% of pale grass blue butterflies that were exposed to nuclear fallout as larvae immediately after the tsunami sparked disaster had abnormalities, including smaller wings and damaged eyes, researchers said. The insects were mated in a laboratory well outside the fallout zone, and 18% of their offspring displayed similar problems, said the associate professor at the university in Okinawa, southwestern Japan. The figure rose to 34% in the third generation of butterflies, he said. Even though one parent from each coupling was from an unaffected population, the researchers also collected another 240 butterflies in Fukushima in September of last year, 6 months after the disaster. Abnormalities were recorded in 52% of their offspring, which was a dominantly high ratio. The results of the study were published in the Scientific Reports, an online research journal from the publishers of Nature. And, you know, Brian, this is something that mainstream media has not been covering. These events like this, it just falls out of the memory hole, and it's like everything turned out okay, I guess, because no one's reporting it. But I think that we're going to see ramifications from what happened there at Fukushima for years to come.
Oh, many years, decades, centuries.
You don't see any pictures in mainstream media, just zero reporting. You know, they sent Shepard Smith over there, and he hadn't looked the same since. Have you taken a look at him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, look up Shepard Smith today, and then look at him before Fukushima occurred.
How long was he there?
He was there immediately after doing some reporting, and not that long. But he looks like he's aged 20 years.
How close did he get?
He was pretty darn close. in an area that apparently was not healthy, because, you know, he could have something else that's going wrong with him. But anyway, that has been brought up, that the fact that his health looks like it's taken a turn for the worse did happen after his reporting of going to Japan. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. It's a story that you can only you'll only see covered by alternative media. So keep an eye on republicbroadcasting.org, alternativemedia.org, and other news outlets like that. Because it really has, you know, we've got a couple of minutes before the top of the hour break. It has really become the job of alternative media to do the job that mainstream media want. I mean, even Drudge Report does a great job compared to CNN or Fox or any of the rest if you want to get some real news.
I was reading on about radiation levels in puddles and rainstorms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Maybe we'll get into that next hour. You're listening to the Real News Radio. Farron and Brian, stay with us.
Are you